There is coming a great delusion, and it concerns unidentified flying objects. How does it play into the end times?
Are we alone in the universe? And are there other intelligent beings visiting Earth? It's a big question mark, because there's millions of people that believe that. The evidence is pretty weighty. If you take just a little bit of time to look into the subject, you'll probably come out of it kind of like where I am, that there is truth to it. I don't know the extent of the truth, and I'm trying to find out.
This is Understanding the Times Radio with Jen Markell. Jen meets this hour with Pastor Billy Crone from Sunrise Baptist Church in Las Vegas, Nevada. Pastor Crone and Jen will be discussing UFOs and Billy Crone's new book, UFOs, The Great Last Days Deception. Today's conversation will challenge your thinking about unidentified flying objects and how they can be linked to the last days. Here to begin our program, Jen Markell.
I saw this illumination that was moving with respect to the stars. We were smart enough to not say, Houston, there's a light out there that's following us. So technically, it becomes an unidentified flying object.
While Neil and Buzz were on the lunar surface, Neil switched to the medical channel and spoke directly with the chief medical officer, saying, they're here, they're parked on the side of the crater, they're watching us.
I spotted a lot of stuff that seemed to not belong on the moon.
And it has very distinct features of a satellite dish. It's got the dish itself, the crater shape. It's got a long spike that appears to come out of the middle. All sorts of stuff that looks exactly like a satellite dish on Earth looks.
There's an interesting picture on the moon that does appear to show something that could be a bridge, maybe a pipe, could be an inching worm.
I have no doubt that extraterrestrials could very well have populated or made structures on the far side of the moon.
And welcome to the program. That was just a little tease about some of the topics we'll discuss for the next hour, because ufology is an effective new religion. More people believe in aliens than believe in God. And the UFOs and the mysteries surrounding them are helping to usher mankind, according to my guest this hour, into one of the darkest periods that this planet has ever seen. What do we mean? And this may be the greatest last days deception. That's what we mean. And I'm going to be talking for the hour with the familiar voice of Pastor Billy Crone. He's one of my speakers this fall, Saturday, September 29th. We'll say more about that later on. Pastor Billy Crone, welcome back to the program.
Thank you so much, Jen. It's always a pleasure to be on.
I just finished your book here, and I'll say more about that a little bit later, Billy Crone. But you agree with the statement, and I was surprised to read this and surprised to hear you say this in other interviews. You agree with the statement that 95% of the sightings of supposed UFOs are actually explainable. They could be military aircraft, they could be natural phenomenon, or they could be hoaxes, but about 5% are mysterious, and you agree with those stats.
Yeah, I certainly do, Janet. It's not just because of my own personal preference and trying to negate what society wants us to believe about UFOs and aliens, but a lot of it's based on personal research and also personal contact with a lot of the documentaries that we have done in the past. Mm-hmm. We've interviewed military experts. And so I think most people don't realize just how complex and how far along the flying technology is, not only for the United States, but the other governments around the world. Okay. And much what people want to see as an alien craft, it really is a governmental craft. However, I do believe that a lot of them, on top of that, are hoaxes, unfortunately. I think a lot of these sightings also, no, it's just hopeful thinking. You want it to be an alien craft, but that's just the blinking lights from an aircraft, et cetera, et cetera. However, I think if you're honest in the research, there is a smaller slice that cannot be explained away. It is not a hoax, and that's what we try to focus on in this resource. What are they? What mm-hmm. are they up to? And does that have anything to do with the last days that we're living in?
Okay. Well, again, let me just give the name of the book so we can folks can know what we're kind of basing our conversation on. Billy Crone has a book. I believe it's relatively new, UFOs, The Great Last Days Deception. And it's almost 300 pages, 276 pages. And we're carrying it. Olive Tree's carrying it. I'll tell you how to get it later. But Pastor Billy Crone, you suggest, and I agree with you, that some of this more mysterious, well, the category that we can't quite figure out, all right, maybe it's 5%, maybe it's 10%, we don't know, but it's kind of small, could be demonic activity, correct?
Oh, absolutely. And again, that's just from taking a look at their behavior, what they're doing, what they're saying, what they're promoting, what they're teaching, if you will.
Yes.
And you look at that and you compare it to the scripture, of course, which is our sole source for the truth. It is carbon copy, Jan, of demonic behavior.
And I want to build on what you've just said about demonic, but I want to talk about history for a minute here. Because you give a fascinating history, going back even 100, 150 years, the sightings back then, let's say late 1800s, the sightings back then looked like, you know, a balloon, a flying balloon, because that was the technology of the day. And then as we morph into the, and particularly the 40s, because that's when they really started to pick up, and particularly around 1948, for some strange reason, they really picked up. But then coming into more modern times, the technology keeps morphing as the sightings keep getting increased.
Yeah, and that's your first clue that you're dealing with something deceptive here. Because, you know, of course, go back to John chapter 8, Jesus lays the gauntlet down. He's talking about Satan. He's not only a murderer, Jesus said, and he's been one from the beginning. He's a liar, and he's the father of all lies. And when you take a look at these entities, even throughout history, they're lying, they're deceiving. And that's what Satan, that's what demons do. And you mentioned about that. A lot of people don't realize this. A lot of the sightings purported for UFOs and ETs, they've been around for quite some time. Back in the late 1800s, though, when they appeared to people, they appeared to, I kid you not, and we document this in its historical accounts, that as a blimp. And then they even went on to say that they told the people they came from planet Mars. And you're going like, okay, but then fast forward just a few decades later, all of a sudden you appear as these metallic spaceships. Well, okay, let me just look at this logically, let alone biblically. You mean to tell me that you literally flew all the way from Mars on a blimp, number one? Number two, and or that your technology drastically improved from a blimp to, you know, what you appear to today? Or are you being deceptive? And what you're doing is you're deceiving people in each generation with the flying technology that they had for that generation. Right. That's a lie. That's a deceit. That's what Satan does. Right. He's a liar, and he's a father of all lies.
Okay, let's go down a little different path here for just a minute, because you have a background in the occult and the New Age, and you state that this has made a good fit for your interest in this topic. And you say that this background you have in occult, New Age, you say that it sort of prepared you, because you were taught to believe back then, this is years ago now, because you're now a pastor full-time, of course, you were then taught that, for instance, the Great Tribulation was earth cleansing itself. There will be some people who disappear. That's what you were told. And quite frankly, they're kind of pests, and it would be good to get rid of them. Referring to Christians, of course, this is when you were in the occult New Age. You said that you were taught that these were saviors from outer space taking us to a new level, and all of this is good. And this is when you were back in the occult and the New Age. And then you talk about some of the New Age lies and how they fit in here. And this is what some of these entities will even tell people, that we're all little gods, that there is no sin, we don't need a savior, that we should worship Mother Earth, that we need unity, we need world government, we need a one world religion, a one world economy, we need a single ruler. This will bring peace and harmony to the planet, that Lucifer is a good guy. These entities would debunk Jesus, God, and the Bible. So these are all New Age lies.
Yeah, they're all New Age lies, and I can verify that, because that's what, as you mentioned, Jen, that's what I came out of. I came out of the New Age and the occult, and I'll never forget the first time. I'm 8 weeks old in the Lord, and next thing you know, I'm in Bible college and then later seminary. But I remember there in that first year Bible college student, I'd never heard of anything about the rapture and things of that nature, and I didn't hear about the Antichrist, the last days, the seven-year church. I didn't know anything about that, but obviously being in Bible college, I'm coming across it, and all of a sudden my mind starts going crazy. I'm going, wait a second. That's what these so-called UFOs and aliens were saying, except they say it's a good thing. They say that Jesus is one of the ETs come to assist us. He's just a great teacher like Muhammad or Buddha. Well, that's a New Age lie. They say that we need to submit to a one world government, a one world ruler, a one world economy, combine the religions together or the planet will be destroyed. Well, that's the Antichrist kingdom. They go on to actually even say and promote in New Age that Satan and the devil's a good guy. And again, that's just what the UFO so-called occupants are saying. Yeah. And so you put all this together biblically, but even logically, Jen, you're saying, well, wait a second, let me get this straight. You're supposed to be this higher evolved race from the other end of the galaxy or some star system, whatever you want to do. They lie all the time. And then you're here to help humanity in our time of need. And so you come all the way across the galaxy just to tell me that we need to follow an Antichrist figure, we need to combine the world's governments, we need to submit to a global authority, we need to combine our religions. Oh, and by the way, way, don't forget Satan's a good guy, and mm-hmm. debunk only Jesus, God, and the Bible? Really? That's what you came here all the way across to say? It's just crazy. That's exactly what Satan does. That's what demons do. It's an old, age-old lie. And think about it, Jan, at least from Satan's perspective. All he does, that's what he does. He lies. He deceives, right? He masquerades as an angel of light, right? Right? In our generation, most people don't want to believe in a literal Satan or literal demons, okay? So what's he do? He gets people to say, oh, no, they're not demons. They're aliens from another world. This is an extraterrestrial from another world, and they're here to share with you knowledge that mankind needs to receive. It's an age-old lie. All they did was repackage themselves.
You are listening to Understanding the Times Radio. I'm Jan Markell. I have on the line from Las Vegas Pastor Billy Crone. Find him there at Sunrise Baptist Church in Las Vegas. Also online, Get a Life Media. You can't imagine all the products, all the resources you can tap into at getalifemedia.com. getalifemedia.com. And we're talking for this hour about a new book he's released, UFOs, The Great Last Days Deception. Find it in my store, olivetreeviews.org, olivetreeviews.org. Give us a call. You'll find it in my print and e-newsletter. Pastor Billy Crone, these entities have some enablers. I hate to say it, but Pope Francis is one of them, and he would like to baptize an alien. That doesn't help. That influences 1.2 billion Catholics who suddenly think, well, these little creatures are probably okay. Pope Francis wants to baptize them. I mean, he is helping the globalist New Age agenda. Of course, he helps it in many categories. But then Catholic Church comes along and makes statements like this. Doesn't help.
No, it doesn't help, but what it does is, well, if you will, it actually helps people fall for the deception.
Exactly.
Which obviously is a negative thing. But we document this, Janet, and I wish I was making this up. It sounds like a crazy science fiction story, but this is really what the Vatican's up to, and they've been up to for a long time. They actually are in a desperate search for E.T. themselves. They have their own entity. People can check it out. It's called VORG, V-O-R-G. It's the Vatican Observatory Research Group, and they got some of the most powerful telescopes in the world, reportedly, and they just want to find E.T., okay? Now, the question is, well, why in the world is the Vatican so enthralled with E.T.? Well, believe it or not, and this is coming from the Vatican astronomers, the Pope's going along with this stuff too, it's all documented, that they believe that the E.T.s are going to become our new saviors. Now, of course, that's the demonic lie, that one of the many demonic lies, that they're coming here and sharing with people that you don't need Jesus, there is no such thing as sin, there is no such thing as hell, Satan's a good guy, we're here, the E.T.s are here to save you. And people are enthralled with this, and the Vatican's going right along with it. But they think that the E.T.s are going to be our new saviors, and they actually would say that the extraterrestrials, we need to listen to them, whatever they say about life, even truth, including the Bible, because the Vatican's promoting that the E.T.s may not have experienced a fall. In other words, they're supposed to be free from sin. Well, that's a whole other topic. Aliens are based on the lie of evolution.
Yep, they are.
And is there even life in other planets? I don't believe so. And even the scientific evidence does not show that. There is no proof. But even if they were in existence, Romans 8 says all of creation has experienced from the fall, the effects of sin and stuff. But the Vatican, they say, no. So these guys supposedly have a better knowledge of God and the Godhead, and this is what the Vatican's promoting. Therefore, when these guys show up, whatever they say, we need to submit to their, quote, gospel. Now, Paul's very clear about, listen, I don't care, you know, in Galatians, right? In chapter 1, he says, I don't care if an even, quote, angel from heaven should preach another gospel other than what we preach to you. Let him be eternally condemned. He says it twice there. And as crazy as that is, as you mentioned, Jan, the Pope actually went on record, you could still see it on YouTube with news clips, that he would be willing to baptize an alien.
Right.
It sounds crazy, but this is really what's going
on. Look, even Tucker Carlson, I mean, all sorts of people, and Tucker's pretty mainstream, is raising questions about this topic. Here's just a quick couple of minutes with Tucker interviewing, quite frankly, somebody extremely credible who's had a sighting.
UFOs have been the stuff of conspiracy theorists for decades, often mocked for talking about it, but maybe they shouldn't be mocked. Commander David Fravor spent 18 years as a naval aviator, a pilot. In 2004, he had an unforgettable encounter with an aircraft he said was defying the laws of physics. Former Commander Fravor joins us tonight. Thanks a lot for coming on tonight. Tell us what you saw.
Well, we had launched on a routine training mission. When we joined up, we were told that the event was going to be canceled and that we have real-world tasking, and we were sent out to the west. Now, take in mind that this has taken place about 100 miles southwest of San Diego, between San Diego and Ensenada, Mexico, on a clear, perfect day, blue waters. We get out to the spot where they tell us it's at. We start looking around, and both airplanes see a disturbance in the water and a white 40-foot-long, tic-tac-shaped object just hovering above the water, going forward, back, left, right. There's no rotor wash. There's no wings, nothing. So as we drive around in a clockwise flow, we get to about the 9 o'clock position, and I said, well, I'm going to go down and check it out, and the other jet is going to stay high. So as we go down, when we get to the 12 o'clock position, it starts to mirror us. So it's in a clockwise flow, and it's on the opposite side of the circle from us. And we continue this. It's in a climb. We're in a descent. We're getting a great look at it. This whole thing takes about probably up to 5 minutes from the time we show up. I get over to the 8 o'clock position. It's at about the 2 o'clock position, and I decide I'm going to go and see what it is, and it's about 2,000 feet below me. And I cut across the circle, and as I get within about a half mile of it, it rapidly accelerates to the south in about 2 seconds and disappears.
What would you estimate the speed?
Oh, well above supersonic. It like a bullet out of a gun, it took off.
So from what you know about aerodynamics, mechanics, physics, should this be possible, what you saw?
Not with the technology that we have today. Not at all.
Even now, even 13 years later, is there anything that you know of capable of this kind of behavior?
No, there's nothing I know of. I mean, this, when you look, when we saw the video with the IR, it has no exhaust, no discernible things of anything form of propulsion. And this thing came from a dead hover over the water, just kind of moving around, to a climb up to about 12,000 feet, to rapidly accelerating away in a climb. And in less than 2 seconds, it was gone. And you figure you're talking 50 miles of visibility, and you can easily see an object that size easily out to 10 miles, and it just disappeared in seconds.
Pastor Billy Crone, do you think this could be, this sighting here could be part of the 5% that is just mysterious?
Well, it certainly could be, and that's the whole chapter that we have on how do you know, because we make the statement that we believe this is, that small percent is a demonic deception for the last days, and we begin to go through the proof. We have a whole chapter on how do UFOs, aliens, quote, travel, and the guys mentioned that this thing is, we don't have the technology to do this, and it's just, it literally goes so fast, it's like a bullet out of a gun, but stop and think about that. If you're actually dealing with a demonic entity, demons, of course, are fallen angels, and angels, when you look in the Bible, how do they travel? Angels have the ability to materialize and dematerialize. Mm-hmm. They just kind of pop in, pop out. Well, when you take a look at how UFOs and aliens travel, like the guys mentioned, that's exactly what you have with these entities. They clock them at speeds. He wasn't sure how fast that went, but on record that we came across, some of them, they've clocked them at speeds up to 15,000 mm-hmm. miles an hour, making a right turn, which logically would destroy anything physical, if it really was physical in nature. These entities, they don't make a sonic boom like a normal physical object does. Also, radar has never recorded the actual entering of a UFO into our atmosphere. They just pop onto the scene. I mean, you never hear reports of people saying, hey, we just want to give you guys an update. There are aliens, a whole fleet of them are coming around the horn of Jupiter. They'll be here in 3 days and 14 hours and blah, blah, blah. No, here they are, the backside of the moon. They're going to be here, tomorrow afternoon, so be prepared. No, they all of a sudden just pop on the scene in the radar, and they pop right back out. Okay. Now, this is why, after decades of research, secular, and I can't stress this enough, Jen, secular UFOologists, these are the guys who have been studying this for decades. They say, and I quote, there seems to be no evidence yet that any of these craft or beings originate from outer space. And quote, one theory that can no longer be taken very seriously is that UFOs are interstellar spaceships. In other words, secular researchers, UFOologists are saying, based on how these things travel, they're not coming from outer space, they're coming from inner space. They're coming from another dimension.
Yeah.
Well, wonder of wonders, that's what the Bible calls the spirit realm, and wonder of wonders, that's how angels travel, and demons are of the fallen category.
Right. And actually, that was next in my notes. I was going to ask you about, I was going to talk to you about this. It's the secularists are saying, and some of these are UFOlogists, and they're saying that what we're dealing with is more akin to magic or the occult than to physics. When I get back, Pastor Billy Crone, I want to discuss with you how this might play in, let's just say, after the rapture, because the world is going to be confused, and all who are missing are going to be believers, and the Antichrist must have some kind of an explanation for what happened to us. So we're going to talk about that and a lot more. We've got another segment with Pastor Billy Crone. Again, the book is UFOs, The Great Last Days Deception. It's in my store, olivetreeviews.org. You can give us a call. You can get my print or e-newsletter back in just a couple of minutes.
UFOs, The Great Last Days Deception is the theme of today's edition of Understanding the Times. This new release, produced by Jan's radio guest Billy Crone, can be found in our web store at olivetreeviews.org. While you're visiting olivetreeviews.org, be sure to check out our next fall conference set for September 29. You'll need a ticket to attend this year's event. All that conference information can be found on our website. Don't delay. We have only a few tickets left. To reserve your conference seats, phone 763-559-4444 and follow the automated prompts to order your September 29 tickets. One quick reminder, we are a listener-supported broadcast ministry. We don't sell time to sponsors to help pay for the cost of bringing this program to you every week. We rely simply on your generosity. We welcome your tax-deductible gifts mailed to Olive Tree Ministries, Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. Jen returns with Billy Crone right after this.
Understanding the Times 2018 is not that far away. Saturday, September 29th, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Please note the earlier starting time. There are still tickets available. For $10, $15, and $20, visit our website, olivetreeviews.org, and go to conferences or contact brushfire.com. I'll give you an 800 number as soon as you get a pencil and paper. Don't miss the like-minded fellowship as well, as our cutting-edge speakers include Pastor Jack Hibbs, Pastor J.D. Farag, Pastor Billy Crone, Eric Barger, and Amir Sarfati. Headlines today are a harbinger of his return. We'll unpack that Saturday, September 29th. Learn to be a watchman on the wall. We live in challenging times, but things aren't falling apart. They're falling into place. Learn how at Understanding the Times 2018. For tickets, order online or call Brushfire at 888-338-5338. That's 888-338-5338. The conference will be live streamed on our website, olivetreeviews.org, at no cost.
An unidentified flying object spotted by two Navy fighter pilots flying high above the clouds.
There's like a thing. It's rotating.
These newly released videos from the Department of Defense, published by the New York Times and Washington Post, part of a once-secret government program to investigate sightings of so-called anomalous aerial vehicles in the skies.
Sunrise Baptist Church Senior Pastor Billy Crone is Jan's guest today on Understanding the Times. Pastor Crone will be addressing our fall conference, September 29, in Eden Prairie, Minnesota. Let's return now to the conversation regarding Billy's latest publication, UFOs, The Great Last Days Deception. Again, Jan Markell.
UFO sightings around the world have reached an all-time high. According to data from the National UFO Reporting Center, UFO sightings experienced a boom in the 1980s. Reported sightings went from less than 5,000 in 1980 to about 10,000 in 1990. But between 1990 and 2000, sightings rose by nearly 30,000. In those 10 years, more than 45,000 sightings were recorded, a record. And it appears the spike in UFO sightings was not an anomaly, but a trend. In an 8-year period from 2002 to 2009, more than 36,000 UFOs were reported. Since then, more than 11,000 more UFOs were reported, with more than 47,000 being cataloged since 2010. Statistician and PhD candidate Sam Montfort brought this information to light. With the collection of data from the Reporting Center, Montfort found that individuals are far more likely to spot a UFO in the U.S. than anywhere else in the world. He reports that on average, there are 2,500 sightings reported per 10 million people. That's 300 times higher than the global median. Northwestern and northeastern states have filed the most reports sighting per capita. Perhaps with 7 new known planets in the universe, we could experience even more close encounters in the future. For Fox News, I'm Rob Demetrius.
And welcome back. You're not listening to Twilight Zone. This is Understanding the Times Radio, but I am captivated by a new book we're carrying, UFOs, The Great Last Days Deception by Billy Crone. You've heard him on this program before. He's one of my speakers at Understanding the Times 2018, Saturday, September 29th. There are a few tickets left for that event, possibly 500 tickets max. You need to act in the next week or two or they will all be sold out. We will be live streaming that event at no cost. So that might be an option for you as well. other speakers, as you heard on the little promo, Pastor J.D. Farag, Pastor Jack Hibbs, Eric Barger, and Amir Sarfati. Billy Crone, again, let me just jump here to some of my notes in front of me. Some say that when this kind of a phenomenon happens, a sighting, even a landing, there's a smell of sulfur, mindful of Revelation 19, the lake of burning sulfur. What do you make of that? I mean, first of all, people are actually having encounters with these crafts.
Yeah, there is. Again, I think that's your smaller slice, but you got to deal with it. Something odd is going on. And again, when they show up, first of all, they want to communicate with people. Obviously, they say, we're here. But what's very strange, Jan, is, again, how do you know you're dealing with a demonic deception? Is because the manner in which they communicate when they show up, right? The only way, apparently, to get the news that we need to have from these guys, they tell us they got the great truth that'll save the planet, is you have to get into an altered state of consciousness, right? Well, Deuteronomy 18 forbids that. It's called being a medium, right? God's very clear about that. He calls it detestable. Why? Because it's demonic practice, and they're there to deceive you. But think about that logically. Wait a second. So the only way that I can get this information from you when you show up is I have to get myself into an occult practice, an altered state of consciousness, and then you take over my vocal cords, which New Age, we used to call that channeling, and that's how I can communicate with you? I mean, come on, you're supposed to be this highly advanced civilization, this technologically advanced race of entities, and can't you beam me down a walkie-talkie?
Sure.
How about send me an app? There's an app for everything, right? Pop it on my phone, or give me one of those nifty Kirk Enterprise devices. Why is it the only way I can communicate with you is a demonic practice? Well, what's interesting, I do find this interesting, is that Paul did talk about to Timothy, 1 Timothy 4:1. He said, the Spirit clearly says in the latter times, some will abandon the faith and follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons. And that's what these things are doing. They're coming up on the scene, but in only way to be taught by them, to communicate with them, it's an occult practice. But it goes even further. They don't just want to take over your vocal cords, right, and communicate through you. They literally want to possess you.
Yes, they do.
Okay? And full-blown possession. Now, of course, what Satan do? He repackages himself. Those aren't demons. They're just aliens. You know, you don't want to be demon-possessed, so I won't call it that. You'll freak out. But so they use terms like walk-in, or you can be a star child, a star seed, that you can be disseminated with light. And they literally want to possess your whole body. And then when you take a look at the encounters that people have when they do show up on the scene, people begin to act as if they're possessed. And then you mentioned, Jan, of all things for them to, quote, smell like when they show up on the scene, oftentimes it's the smell of sulfur. Mm-hmm. And not just with aliens and UFOs. We also document in the occult, having been there, done that, wish I wouldn't bought the T-shirt, but in the occult, when actual demons appear on the scene, sometimes there's also the smell of sulfur. So that's just kind of an interesting coinkydink. So aliens show up on the scene, you smell like sulfur. Demons show up on the scene, you smell like sulfur. Not cheeseburgers, not stale milk, not copper.
Just sulfur.
All things to smell like is sulfur, which is what the Bible describes the lake of burning sulfur.
Like a burning sulfur, that's in Revelation 19. But we need to quickly insert here, Billy Crone, that there's kind of one word that can chase all of this away, and I mean in a nanosecond. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, and I tell you what, that's wild, because I wish I would have known this, you know, obviously before I got saved. Would have saved me some trouble. But it did happen the moment I did call upon Jesus. He rescued me from that. But we even interviewed people. We share their encounters. We also share other researchers' encounters. But, Jan, that's absolutely right. Give me a break. You know, what's the old axiom? If it walks like a duck, talks like a duck, quacks like a duck, you probably got a what? A duck. Mm-hmm. Well, if you lie like a demon, you teach like a demon, you travel like a demon, you smell like a demon, you deceive like a demon, you're probably a demon. And then add this one. Oh, and by the way, you're rebuked just like a demon. There is one way on record, even secular UFOologists admit this. Mm-hmm. 100% of the time. You want to get rid of these critters? If they do show up near you, it's when you command them in the name of Jesus Christ to leave. And they do. Oh, and Jan, I got to share this too. In the research, and this is from secular researchers, they say there's a very strange trend here, right? That they say that Muslims, Buddhists, agnostics, they claim abduction experiences. But as more cases were examined, there was a puzzling trend that emerged, okay? There's one group that these things tend to stay away from, and that's Christian, okay? And he's talking about, and they make the delineation, listen to this. What we're talking about is known as born-again, Bible-believing Christian. It's as if the ETs tend to avoid this group of people, and, quote, this reality has been largely ignored by many UFO researchers. Then they go on to say the so-called Christians reporting these encounters tend to be those who intellectually espoused the existence of God, but didn't apply it, i.e. they weren't true Christians. But there seemed to be an obvious absence of devout, Bible-believing, walk-the-walk Christians. Where were they in this equation? So number one, secular researchers are saying, you know, everybody's talking about these different cultures of these aliens and entities and even an encounter with them, but Bible-born-again believing Christians, they don't seem to get messed with.
Right.
And those that do encounter them, again, when they speak forth the name of Jesus Christ, these things don't just listen. They don't just take heed. They hightail it out of there.
In a nanosecond, yeah. They're gone.
Yeah.
I want to go back to this rapture issue that I teased with just a moment ago. And by the way, you're listening to Understanding the Times Radio. I'm Jan Markell. I have on the line Pastor Billy Crone. Learn more at getalifemedia.com. Getalifemedia.com. We're carrying a new book of his, UFOs, The Great Last Days Deception. Find it at olivetreeviews.org, my store, olivetreeviews.org. Give us a call. You can also get it in my print and e-newsletter. Let's go back to what I teased with this because I think it's so important. And there's coming a day, probably soon, when a lot of people are going to go missing. And isn't it convenient that this phenomenon has been all the rage going back for hundreds and hundreds of years, but in the last 60, 70 years gone off the chart, and really in the last 25, 30 years is when it's really kind of peaked. And this is going to help those who are trying to explain what happened after a certain phenomenon the Bible refers to as the rapture.
Yeah, and that's why we entitled the book UFOs, The Great Last Days Deception, because it's leading somewhere. And you think about the enemy, how slowly, methodically he has set this up just to explain away, I believe, the rapture of the church, right? Again, UFOs, aliens, it's all based on a lie called evolution. They're not just a race of entities. They're supposed to be a higher evolved race of entities. Well, if evolution is not true, then right there you just lied to me. Again, another thing that demons do. But when did that lie start? About 150 years ago with Charles Darwin. So the enemy first had to get people to buy into the lie of evolution, get that into the minds of people around the world.
Right.
But that wasn't the end game. The end game is to now go step two. Now that I got you away from God and Christianity and creation from a biblical perspective, now I'm going to drop the bomb on you. I'm going to tell you that there's other life forms out there. And then that's what's been through Hollywood, the media, and again, the old axiom, you repeat a lie loud enough, long enough, often enough, people believe it. Same thing with here. We're inundated. Everybody's enthralled with aliens. I mean, to even say that aliens don't exist in the traditional sense, people look at you like you're the weird one. Mm-hmm. But everybody believes in aliens now. Now, that's just step two. Step three is, boy, put yourself in the Antichrist shoes. Put yourself in the last days. Put yourself in Satan's shoes, if you will. Here you have an event that is coming. The Bible talks about for the last 2,000 years, the rapture of the church. You can't spin this baby away. You can't say, oh, no, that didn't happen. It was an event that happened, and it specifically happened around the world, and specifically and only Christians disappeared. Not random people, specifically Christians. How in the world are you going to spin that baby away? Well, Jan, again, back to that first year in Bible college, I'd never heard of the rapture from a biblical perspective in my life. But when I came across that the first time, again, my head is exploding. I'm going, whoa, 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 wait a second. It drew me back to the New Age days mm-hmm. and the so-called channeled messages from these supposed space brothers mm-hmm. orbiting the planet or some star systems, the aliens and UFOs, and of all things for them to come here. You're not here just to deny God, Christianity, the Bible. You're not here just to promote the Antichrist kingdom and say the devil's a good guy. Of all things for you to do is you are laying the foundation to explain away the rapture of the church. And we share in this research actual stuff. I actually had to pull up some old stuff that I was involved in to prove that I'm not making this up. These are what they're doing. I pulled up a bunch of New Age resources from these authors that are supposed to be getting these messages from these aliens. And let me just share a couple of quotes with you, Jan. You tell me if this is not going to become the perfect excuse to explain away that next prophetic event. But one of the big ones out there, her name is Barbara Marciniak, and she's a really famous New Age lady. Unfortunately, I still pray for her to this day. She wrote a book out there. It's called Bringers of the Dawn. And she believed that she's in contact with the extraterrestrials from the star system Pleiades. And here's what she said that they have told her to tell mankind that we desperately need to know, right? And she said this, that what they've told her is, quote, there will be great shiftings within humanity on this planet. It will seem that great chaos and turmoil are forming, that nations are rising against each other in war, and that earthquakes are happening more frequently. Well, listen, they must have some supernatural knowledge. No, that's called read the Bible, Matthew 24. That's nothing new. But they make it sound like they got this secret knowledge. But then she goes on and says this, they've told me to tell you that earth is shaking itself free, and a certain realignment or adjustment period is to be expected. Listen, the people who leave the planet during the time of earth changes do not fit here any longer. They are stopping the harmony of the earth. When the time comes that perhaps 20 million people leave the planet at one time, and again, notice how what they do is they picture being left behind as a badge of honor, and that it was those sad people, those people who weren't as spiritually evolved as the rest of us who are still on the planet, those nasty Christians, you know, they were stopping the harmony of the Earth. But now, they've been beamed up, right? That's why they disappeared, because now we're going to build this age of utopia. Oh, and by the way, there is going to be some catastrophes on the planet, and they're going to escalate. We'll go ahead and warn you of that, too. But it's not a bad thing. It's definitely not God's wrath. It's just Mother Earth cleansing herself.
Right.
And if you could just hang on, you'll make it on the back end into the age of utopia. Right. Total explaining away the rapture of the church.
That's very convenient. A couple of comments you make in the book that I want to dwell on for just a real brief amount of time here. But you say the notion of alien life does not square well with Scripture. And, of course, that should be obvious to most listeners, because you and I feel that God's plan of redemption is obviously for humans, in other words, descendants of Adam, and really not space creatures that are inherently demonic. I found that to be a very interesting concept that you and accurate. And you say extraterrestrial life is an evolutionary concept. And I think you should explain that, because, again, this is a huge deception. Evolution is one of the big deceivers of today, and extraterrestrial life is an evolutionary concept.
Yeah, Jan, I appreciate that, because that's very important, because I've noticed that some Christians have even kind of stumbled a bit on this issue because of the repeated lie throughout the media and the movies and things of that nature. And they say, well there's just got to be life on other planets. I mean, come on. I mean, haven't you seen Star Wars and all the Star Trek and all that stuff? Hey, listen, I don't care if Hollywood makes a movie. It doesn't make it true, folks. Okay? But the whole premise, again, as I mentioned earlier, of aliens is built on a lie, and the lie is evolution. Evolution is not true. Folks, there is no evidence of evolution. And by the way, if people want to get a resource, we have a 42-hour study on video. We also have five companion books on it called The Witness of Creation, dealing with the bankruptcy of evolution. Stick to the biblical account, not just biblically, but also scientifically as well.
Okay, well, again, another quote that you have in the book, the real world is a biblical world, a universe designed by God with the earth as the spiritual focal point, not an evolutionary universe.
Yeah, and again, and let me continue to build on that comment. Evolution is bankrupt. Evolution, folks, if it can't happen here, and it can't, and it doesn't, it's not going to happen anywhere. Right? But also from a biblical perspective, the earth, the Bible is very clear, the earth is in fact unique, and that God designed the earth alone for life. Right? Psalm 115 says, the highest heavens belong to the Lord, but the earth he has given to man. Right? And again, I don't care how many times Hollywood wants to pump out, oh no, there's got to be life else out there, you know, the Vulcans and the Klingons and all these other aliens. Listen, that's not what the Scripture says. Also, number two, aliens, biblically, cannot be redeemed. God's plan of redemption is for human beings, not for aliens. It's for those who are descendant of Adam, right? This goes back to the fall. All of us, mankind, are descendants from Adam. We inherited a sin nature. And God set the pattern for us in the Garden of Eden, right? After Adam and Eve sinned, God made coats of skin to cover them, which, of course, we know is symbolic of our salvation, of the Lamb to come, Jesus Christ, who would be the sacrifice, the covering for our sin, okay? Aliens, even if you want to say they exist, they're not blood relatives of Jesus. They're not from Adam. So they can't be redeemed, even if you wanted to flirt with that route. Jesus' blood would not pay for their sin, okay? And by the way, Jesus also died once for all here on planet Earth. He didn't go visit another world. He's not going to go visit another world. And again, that's all completely unbiblical. Jesus is both God and man. He is not an alien. He died for mankind. He is a descendant in his humanity from, obviously, Adam, just like the rest of us. He died for mankind, not the ETs. Extraterrestrial life, the whole premise, is an evolutionary construct. It does not agree with the Bible that the Bible says, I'm not making this up, the Bible says that the Earth and mankind is unique, and all the worlds in the universe, the planets and galaxies and stuff, okay, it's only the Earth that God himself has visited as a human being. Jesus Christ died on the cross. It was only on planet Earth. He only rose again from the grave, only on planet Earth, and again, only for mankind. And by the way, not just a biblical account, this is why, to this day, no one, and they won't, unless they want to lie about it, but no one has discovered life on other planets. No one has detected any radio signals from so-called intelligent aliens. What you find is a complete silence. Well, that agrees with the biblical creationist account, okay? If evolution was true, and if there was life on other planets, and if we've been here for millions and billions of years, then you would expect a ton of contact with these entities. We would find radio signals all over the place, and the scientists would just be having boxes loaded up with all kind of life teeming in the universe. That is not what you find. What you find agrees with the biblical account. Man is unique. Earth is unique, and Jesus Christ only died for mankind.
Folks, this is a fascinating, almost 300-page book. I can't always read every book that I feature on this program. I did this one because once I got into it, I was engrossed. UFOs, The Great Last Days Deception. You can find it in my store, olivetreeviews.org. You can give us a call. You can find it in my print and e-newsletter. It's fascinating topics. It's about 13, 14 chapters by Pastor Billy Crone, and I'm sure you'll actually have some this fall when you come to my 2018 Understanding the Times, Billy Crone. You'll have the product available for folks there as well. I want to change topics when we get back, Billy Crone, just a little bit, because there's still a couple of things. First of all, you have a chapter in the book Deceivers. I also have a chapter in that book, and I want to talk to you about that. And I also want to address the issue of the Iranian agreement that just probably kind of went up in smoke thanks to Donald Trump and what he did back on May 8th or 9th. And we'll discuss those things when I get back, folks. Don't go away. Don't touch your dial.
We're glad you've joined us for Understanding the Times Radio. To order your own compact disc recording of today's program, phone 763-559-4444. To order Billy Crone's book on UFOs, click on the online bookstore when you visit olivetreeviews.org. Our ability to continue to bring you this broadcast totally depends on your generosity. Without your response to our weekly financial need, we just couldn't afford to bring this program into your community. Please remember us in your charitable giving. Please write either tax-deductible gifts to Olive Tree Ministries, Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311.
Olive Tree Ministries is carrying a new product to help you contend for the faith and understand the times. It is Terry James' new book, Deceivers, Exposing Evil Seducers and Their Last Days Deception. Our generation is characterized by deceiving tactics in the church, the media, the schoolroom, the government, the globalist agenda, and much, much more. I have contributed a chapter in the book talking about the deception that has invaded the church in the last 30 years. Find the book in our web store at olivetreeviews.org. The hardbound 320-page reference book is $19 plus shipping. You can call us to order at 763-559-4444, 763-559-4444. It is also featured in our print and e-newsletter. Sign up online. Don't let the deceivers fool you or those you care about. Many are falling for these deceptions and delusions of our day. Stay in tune and up to date. Order Deceivers today.
Look, the fact is the deal has been flawed from the beginning. I think the president laid that case out in his statement today. He gave the Europeans and others a chance to fix it. It was not doable because the flaws go right to the foundations of the deal. So he did what he clearly advertised he was going to do as far back as the 2016 campaign, pulled the United States out of the deal. Why? Because it's in our security interest to get out of this flawed deal.
To wrap up today's edition of Understanding the Times and to discuss President Trump's recent withdrawal from the Iranian nuclear agreement, once again, Jan Markell and Pastor Billy Crone.
All right, the mullahs of Iran, they have been put on notice. America will no longer be bowing down to their empty threats and their aggressive tactics. The days of blindly trusting and trying to bribe this rogue regime are now over. Because hours ago, President Trump made the courageous decision to pull the United States out of this very flawed Iranian nuclear agreement. Let's take a look.
The Iranian regime is the leading state sponsor of terror. The deal allowed Iran to continue enriching uranium and, over time, reach the brink of a nuclear breakout. This disastrous deal gave this regime, and it's a regime of great terror, many billions of dollars, some of it in actual cash. Today,
We have definitive proof that this Iranian promise was a lie. Therefore, I am announcing today that the United States will withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal.
Okay, and welcome back. We're going to shift gears here just for a few minutes in my closing segment. Let me first say this program is always posted to my website Saturday morning. Since you are running around, you don't always have time to be by a radio, olivetreeviews.org, and go to radio. You can sign up for the app at oneplace.com and have the program automatically downloaded for you Saturday morning. It remains online probably forever, so you can tap into it many days later if you can't catch it on the radio. If you'd like a CD of this program or any program, give us a call. You might want to inquire about CD subscription. Very nominal cost for that. But this weekend is the first time I could address the demise of the Iranian nuclear deal of 2015, ended by President Donald Trump on May 8th, because the previous administration seemed obsessed with lighting the match that could start a couple of wars, Gog Magog out of Ezekiel 38-39, and even start the Battle of Armageddon. And I believe that conflict will involve the exchange of nuclear weapons globally. Certainly Armageddon will. The Obama administration did everything in its ability to befriend the Iranian mullahs, to outfit them with cash and enable them to light the fuse that would unleash atomic chaos around the world. And Donald J. Trump put the brakes on back a week or so ago. Spending the hour with Pastor Billy Crone, Sunrise Baptist Church, Las Vegas. He's also the founder of Get a Life Media. He's one of my speakers, Understanding the Times. 2018, along with Amir Sarfati, Pastor Jack Hibbs, Pastor J.D. Farag, Eric Barger. You need a ticket, and there are just a few hundred left. And if you wait until midsummer, they will be gone. We have a 5,000-seat venue just outside of Minneapolis. The date is Saturday, September 29th. Visit the conference page of our website, olivetreeviews.org, or you can learn at the Brushfire Ticketing Agency, brushfire.com, to select your ticket. Call them toll-free, 888-338-5338. The tickets remaining are just $10, $15, and $20. The event is live-streamed, folks, at no cost. Pastor Billy Crone, your thoughts when you heard President Donald J. Trump back out of the Iranian agreement? Notice I didn't say treaty, the agreement that happened in 2015.
Well, frankly, Janet, it's been refreshing to see our government and certainly our president, this president, to make such decisions, common sense decisions, instead of what we had with the previous 8 years. And it's refreshing common sense. It's also refreshing to see a support of Israel, of course, biblically, certainly as a Christian, and somebody that doesn't just say the right thing, but you know what? Even against people trying to talk him out of it, no, that's what we're going to do because it's the right thing to do. So that's been, frankly, refreshing, to be honest with you. But also, you know, Iran is just one of those countries, and of course the whole thing of Israel, the threat of nuclear warfare and nuclear bombs and all that stuff, of course that goes back to the Bible, prophecy-related issues, Matthew 24, Jesus said these things are going to happen in the last days. What? Wars and rumors of wars? Boy, I tell you what, that's all there is rumors of wars with North Korea and, and Syria and Iran and all this stuff that's going on. That certainly fits. And the threat of nuclear and more people getting nuclear weapons is a major concern. Well, I just checked a few days ago. We're almost up to now 16,000 nuclear bombs on the planet. Mm-hmm. And they said it's right now, according to the Nuclear Threat Initiative, they said that that's enough nuclear bombs to destroy the planet hundreds of times over.
This was perhaps the worst agreement in the history of mankind, certainly in modern American politics. I mean, it was as though Barack Obama was more committed to Iran destroying Israel than almost anything out in his diabolical agenda. Nor did it bother him that at the close of every religious service in Iran, participants chant death to America, death to Israel. I mean, the mullahs and their constituents were still rewarded, in spite of this abysmal behavior, rewarded with cash, $150 billion in cash and other favors. And the liberal mind seems, Billy, to be incapable of comprehending evil. That's my perception, in that they do not believe in God or a devil. So such concepts as good and evil are absent. They live in a kumbaya world. Let's all get along. If we treat each other well, there will be peace and harmony. So if we do nice things to the mullahs who are chanting death to America at the end of every religious service in Iran, they're going to turn around and be our friend.
Yeah, and it's sad because, and again, the media doesn't seem to want to report over here. It's not just, they really are chanting death to America, so why would you support that? That's crazy, number one, just from a national sovereignty perspective, right? But also, they want the total annihilation of Israel. How many times have they stated that? They broadcast it in their news. We just don't get it over here. So why in the world would any government, certainly the previous administration, support it so much? Well, I think that's another thing that people don't want to deal with, is with the previous administration. Some people actually heard that they, well, he said he was a Christian, so I guess he's a Christian. I'm sorry, I got a problem with that. You deal with the facts, and I'll just say this. If he wasn't a Muslim, he was trying awfully hard to be one. He was the most anti-God, anti-Christian president that we've ever had in the history of the United States. And, dare I say, he was anti-Israel. This is the same guy who would mock Christianity. He wouldn't talk about Christians being slaughtered around the planet.
No,
he wouldn't support Israel, but he would sit there and celebrate Ramadan in the White House. He would say that they've made such great strides for humanity, and then he would make deals like this with Iran. I'm sorry, I got a problem with that. I don't think that's what a Christian would do. People don't want to deal with that. And again, that's why I think it's so refreshing that our current president cuts through all that, and no, this is a bad deal, and it ain't just a bad deal. I'm forever saying it's bad. I'm going to do something about it. We're getting out of this.
Well, as you and I were saying on the phone, talking ahead of time, Pastor Billy Crone, and he's been my guest for the hour, there is an interesting alignment going on in the Middle East, an alignment of nations, most of them evil, however, some strange things too. For instance, Saudi Arabia now an ally of Israel, so that's a result of Iran as well. I want to quickly shift here because we're running out of time, and I want to reference your chapter. You and I each have a chapter in the new Terry James book, Deceivers, Exposing Evil Seducers and Their Last Days Deception. Also, folks, available at my website in our store, olivetreeviews.org. And I'm so running out of time, Billy, but your chapter, Demon Conjuring Con Men. And talk to me, give me at least a couple of minutes of description on Demon Conjuring Con Men, because I've read the chapter, and you're troubled by how the media is being used for deception, the deception in the media. Talk to me a little bit about it.
Yeah, when we start the chapter, I'm basically dealing with the unfortunate trend that a lot of people don't even believe in a literal Satan.
Yes.
So we make the biblical case. You really, seriously, you got to be joking. So we set that case, but then we go into, well, what's the enemy up to? Well, I'm convinced he's using the power of mass media in the last days to deceive people. And not only that, but I bring out a couple different ways that he's doing that in the media. First of all, he's getting us to act like him with devilish behavior, right? A lot of people are finally catching up to what even secular guys have been saying for a long time. Media has effect on people's behavior. Now, we should know that because of the commercials, right? They spend, what, the last Super Bowl, $5.5 million on a Super Bowl commercial for 30 seconds? Why? Because they got a lot of money to burn. No, because they know media influences your beliefs, your behavior, and your buying habits. Well, that's what the enemy's doing. You look at the media, most of it is filled with sex and violence and horrible anti-God, anti-Christian behavior, and you wonder why it's getting so bad, right? It's a direct proportion. People on average, the average household, I think they watch up to around 7 hours of TV combined, right? They're being inundated with all this devilish behavior, and you wonder why they're acting like it. Well, I think that's part of that. Another thing that he's doing with it, he's going even beyond that. He wants us to not only look like him and behave like him with devilish behavior, but he wants us to get into the dark occult practices that he promotes. And I'm talking things like witchcraft, which, by the way, all they've done is relabeled witchcraft today. It's called Wicca. That's the new term for it, but it's old-fashioned witchcraft. But even Satanism and things of that nature. You look at the shows that are being put on TV that people call entertainment. No, it's seducing you to go down into the occult. The old, of course, the classic Psychic Hotline and Crossing Over. But what's one of the biggest shows today? The Long Island Medium lady?
Long Island
right?
Medium. But another one, Billy Crone, the Lucifer series on one of the Fox channels, I'm not sure which one, not Fox News, portraying Lucifer as a charming, handsome, good guy, an all-around guy, kind of a hero. He steps in and he does all sorts of good things. You talk about subtle programming there.
And I remember when that first came out, Jan, I thought, okay, this thing's going to bomb, because who in the right mind is going to literally want to watch a show about saying, basically, Lucifer's a good guy. That's what the show's about. He's a good guy here to help us solve crimes. Really? But yet, it's an extremely popular show, and it's still going on. But this is what Satan wants to do. He wants us to act like him. He wants us to get involved in the dark occult away from God, and he wants us to think He's a good guy.
Again, the book is Deceivers, and this is another book other than the one we opened the program with, Deceivers, Exposing Evil Seducers and Their Last Day's Deception. Find it in my store. Contributors, I can't name them all. I contribute one chapter. Dr. Dave Reagan, Dr. Gary Fraser, Nathan Jones, Billy Crone, Gary Stearman, Eric Barger, Terry James is general editor, many other contributors, Philip Goodman, J. Michael Heil, and others. It's a fantastic book, I think, hardbound. You can find it in my store, find it in my various news. I got to go out of the program because I'm out of time. Pastor Billy Crone, thank you for all you do to wake people up and to be a watchman on the wall. And as it concerns the rampant belief, I'm going back now to extraterrestrial life because this has become the secular replacement for God. That was kind of the point of our two segments on that. It represents the supernatural, but not the godly supernatural. A supernatural from the dark world, a world you want to avoid at all costs. And the world is full of deceivers, and today's topics are a part of that deceiver's agenda. Remember, Ephesians 6:12, our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world of forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in heavenly places. There is protection and safety by calling on the name of Jesus. That is the name that drives every dark force away instantly. Call on him today, won't you? I want to thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you for joining us for today's Understanding the Times Radio with Jan Markell across America and across the World Wide Web. We continue to report current events from a biblical perspective. Every weekend, this broadcast comes to you at no cost, but it costs us thousands of dollars. As we produce and distribute this weekly media outreach, would you consider standing with us? With an ever-changing world, men and women of faith need to keep informed. They need to be aware of current events as viewed through the lens of Scripture. Week after week, Jan Markell brings you a compelling hour, pointing out the dangers in today's culture and bringing hope through faith in Jesus Christ. We're asking you to join us in this listener-supported ministry as our financial partner. Please write with your tax-deductible gifts to Olive Tree Ministries, Box 1452, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311. Contributions are also welcome at olivetreeviews.org or by phone when you dial 763-559-4444. Don't forget, global updates with a biblical worldview are yours around the clock at olivetreeviews.org. We look forward to hearing from you soon. We appreciate your continued prayer support for Jan and her media team. Jan Markell returns next week with another information and inspiration-packed hour designed to help you understand the times.